Recently, I've been telling you about Chuck Norris and how he's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's his secret? Well, it's called Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. What does it taste like? Well, unlike other green drinks that taste about as delicious as freshly mowed grass clippings, this one actually tastes pretty good. Heck, if I can get it down, you can get it down. Just like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe today. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, mybookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. This is the Zabecast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Here we go. You like my background?
That is like your brother's place or something, right?
No, this is my basement.
Oh, I do like that. That's very nice.
I'm actually sitting on a bourbon barrel from Buffalo Trace.
No way.
Yeah.
What do you? You have a bourbon barrel seat?
No, it's not. I'm sorry. The setup. Oh, hold on a second. Oh, shit. I'm gonna do this. Can you hear me now?
I can. Why do you have a bourbon barrel?
Why the fuck not?
There is that, I guess.
I mean, it's cool decor. Do you not agree?
Well, I do, as a matter of fact. Not everybody would see it that way, but I see it. I see it as.
I mean, not everyone would see it that way.
Well, like any woman, yeah.
Your woman would. She cool.
Yeah, she would. She likes whiskey, which is awfully nice. That's yeah, like, but, that's one of the many measuring sticks to know whether or not you married well.
All right. Are you saying that Roxy would object to a bourbon barrel in your basement?
You know, she likes bourbon. She, if I had the right the spot, answer is yes. Maybe, but you know, we're just, you know, you've been to our house. We don't have knickknacks and just like stuff laying around anywhere.
This is not a knickknack charge. This is an actual nice piece of bar accoutrement furniture, if you will.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get cracking, my man. How are we doing? First of all, are we okay? You and I, are we cool?
Why would we not be cool? We're always cool.
Because I think I took a shot at your admiration of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And you said you're probably going to vote for him. And I cracked back with, well, you live in Minnesota, so you have the luxury of throwing away your vote.
And which was, is true. I do. And right? And so I can always vote my conscience because it doesn't matter what I vote.
And what I got back from charge was crickets. And I was like, oh, shit, maybe I went too far on that one.
No, it's
like it, I yeah, said that is, prior that to that exchange, I said, there's a lot of things Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is dead right about. And I'm all about him saying that. There's some things he's way too far out there on that I can't get with. But the whole bear story charge is so kind of crazy.
It is. The funny thing is, if you believe the version of it he tells, it makes weird sense. Like,
does it?
Kind of, yeah. I'm like, well, maybe if that had happened to me, I would have done the same thing. I don't know. You mean I don't know what scenario under which I would see the dead bear, throw it in my car, but I can understand why he's like, okay, I can't leave a dead bear in my car at the airport for a week. I got to drop it somewhere.
He picked it up because he said he was going to skin it and eat the meat, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Which and he told this story to Roseanne Barr, not Rosie O'Donnell.
Right.
Roseanne Barr canceled because of her inappropriate views on whatever it was in some weird living room interview because he had to get ahead of the story because it was going to be published in the Daily Mail and they were going to have photos of him with the stupid fucking bear pretending to bite his hand in the back of the SUV. And so what that has spawned, because I know you're a meme guy like I am, it spawned 1,000 great memes, because there's this one shot where he's got his arms folded like this and he's casually retelling the story about, well, you know, so I was going to skin the bear, but then I had a dinner at Robert Lugo's or whatever the restaurant was, some fancy restaurant. And I realized I had to go get on a flight after that and I couldn't leave the dead bear. So I figured I'd drop it off in Central Park, pretend like a bicyclist hit it, and just call it a day. So the memes that have come up include the following as some of my favorites. So me and some buddies back in the 30s were saying, why don't you watch the Hindenburg come into New Jersey while we were shooting off some fireworks? Turns out it was not a great idea. Another one was, I had a couple of these queued up with you and I've now forgotten them. Oh yeah. He's like, so I see our test just lying there on the scores table. And I think to myself, how good is my aim these days? And it's just like one after another, but it sounds like you don't like the memes because you like the man. So tell me why you like Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I don't like the two-party system. I think the two-party system is divisive. I think it's designed specifically to pit person against person. It's designed to make us intolerant of anybody that doesn't have our views, and that us, both sides, and especially the left, have moved so far. I mean, Bill Clinton today might very well be a Republican, and you know, JFK would be like hardcore right.
Hitler.
I mean, they've polarized us, and this is the only guy who's talking about trying to unite people. His views really are very centrist, even though, you know, even though he's got some elements to him that are fringy left and fringy right, but in totality, he's the most centrist of the three by a lot. And then what do I feel good about anybody else? I don't feel good about voting for Trump, and I don't feel good about voting for Kamala at all. So, you know, this is my chance. This is the first best third party candidate we've had since Ross Perot. And I didn't particularly love Perot, but he's like the most viable one we've had. That's my probable vote right there.
Okay.
And you're right. Minnesota, it doesn't matter what I do. So I can vote my conscience.
Right. What if I were to argue that Trump is the true third party candidate? Because you know that half of the Republican Party, if not more, hates his guts. They can't wait for him to be out of the picture because he's only been in politics for 4 years. And everyone else, including Republicans, have been in politics their whole career.
Yeah.
Both parties are running roughshod, basically looting the U.S. Treasury systematically.
Sick.
Yeah. And so...
at our expense, by the way. I mean, it's entirely at our expense.
You know, Trump used to really almost be a Democrat. He would give a lot of money to Democrats back when he was a Democrat. An accepted celebrity. Mm-hmm. So I would just say, and of course, I'm not trying to change your mind, but I would just offer this as an opinion. It shouldn't be about who you feel good about. Who cares about how you feel? What would be the most damaging outcome to the country depends on your vote. And I would try to vote for the least damaging of the two. But it sure does sound like that the Democrats are not going to let Trump even take office, even if he were to win, which is even scarier. Jamie Raskin, Democrat from Maryland, is already saying, well, on Jan 6, we're going to invoke the 14th Amendment, saying he's an insurrectionist, so ineligible for office, and it's going to be a civil war. Said that charge already.
I know.
That's crazy. Yeah,
here's the thing. We might have a civil war. I mean, it could be coming. It's not hyperbole, and God, let's hope it doesn't come to that.
How do you think that would go down?
Could be
a shooting war.
It could be succession.
If it was a civil war, don't you think it'd be pretty quick? Which side would you?
It's gonna, who's got all the guns?
Who do you think has all the guns in general?
Well, it's the red states and the red people. Much more than the blue.
I would love for our country to just have a nice, peaceable divorce so we can say, look, you guys go over there, you do your thing, we'll go over here, we'll do our thing, and we can visit. We'll have a passport exchange system to go to America and New America, whoever wants to be the New America.
If Texas, just Texas, seceded from the Union, you couldn't buy land in Texas. It'd be all gone. You know,
there's a lot of hot, half the country, scrubby, dirty, sand,
terrible land. Right.
Yeah. Tumbleweed ridden land. But people would be clamoring for just a quarter of an acre to make their plot. No, the map that would be drawn is from Texas across the south to Florida, with maybe a finger or two to the north and maybe a finger or two further west. Obviously stopping in California.
Yeah, well, that is true. And Arizona's a little iffy, but yes.
Arizona's a little bit iffy. Well, anyway, I know this. The election is still not for many days, and you and I only get one vote. And my vote in Virginia could matter, although, shit, Virginia's pretty much gone blue, so I'm not very hopeful at all. And you're in Minnesota, so good luck on that. People want to know your thoughts on good old Timmy Walls.
I don't know if anybody does, but you know, here is he's proven to be the most liberal governor we've ever had. I mean, that's saying a lot in Minnesota. He's pushed forth a liberal agenda that makes him absolutely beloved by many in this state. It is, for those people that subscribe to party line leftism, he is the poster child for exactly what you want. He got a House and a Senate here. The House was solidly Democrat, and our Senate, they held the Senate by one seat. And so they pushed through, you know, pretty much anything you can think of that sort of resonates with liberal ideology
driver's license for illegals.
Yep.
He stood down the state guard during the riots. He let Minneapolis burn.
Yep.
Even old Mayor Fry was desperate. He's like, it's getting crazy out here. You got to send somebody in. And he was like, nope, It happens. Tampons in boys' rooms to placate the LGBTQIA plus crowd.
Yes, in elementary school boys' rooms, men, you know, boys' rooms have got tampons in them. Yes.
It legalized marijuana, gun control, and the COVID snitch line was his pièce de résistance. Yeah, a snitch line you could call to say, my neighbor was out riding his bicycle. He should be given a citation. Holy shit, George.
Yeah, that happened. You know, he was a big, he locked down our state two or three times during COVID because of all the science behind 2 weeks to flatten the curve. You'll remember that science? That was hardcore proven science that 2 weeks to flatten the curve was going to work. So we did that several times. And then if you went outside, then your neighbors could call the snitch line on you.
I mean, it's crazy. And then there's emails that were pried out via Freedom of Information Act that shows they were collaborating to go, people aren't scared enough. How do we scare them more? Because, you know, we need to lock down harder. So they even knew that their own policies were bullshit, even for Minnesotans who are just so nice and so polite. You guys are wonderful.
We are nice and polite. Most of the time. Yeah. Very
I
much know. So.
I hear pain in your voice. I hear genuine pain at what your state has become and the state of affairs. Are you okay?
I'm okay. This is the state's tricky. It's not what I was hoping for. Honestly, but
it is what it is.
Still, yeah. You know, this is the state. This is where all my home. This is all my home. This is all the people I know. And this is all my friends are. So it's hard to leave. Can't just like, and the weather, can't just pack up and leave. Can you?
No, it's very hard to do. And let's be honest, the weather is great for another 5 minutes. Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, mybookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with mybookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At mybookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.
All right, let's move on to some NFL news, shall we?
Yeah, that's what people are here for. We already lost half our listeners that are going to be pissed off that we're even talking politics, right?
Okay. Who cares?
Good point. They didn't pay for this one.
Fuck them.
It's not Friday.
Fuck them. Yeah. Fuck them. We didn't say anything egregious. And if you disagree, you're going to have to learn to say, okay, I disagree. But that's fine. Nobody on the left gives a shit about losing their listeners when they go off on their rants about stuff. We didn't even go off on necessarily the merits of giving illegals driver license or tampons in boys' rooms. We didn't even get into the weeds of that. We just said, well, this is what he did. And if you like that kind of stuff, you like that kind of stuff. Yeah. Don't worry about my listeners, Church.
Okay. All right. I'll let you worry about your listeners.
I'm not worried. Trust me, any of the ones that can't handle my perhaps contrarian opinion to what they believe have either already left or they just deal with it because I'm otherwise so wonderful and engaging.
That is true. Yes. Yes. Okay. We love you for all the parts of you.
All right. Let's talk some.
Not so much like your pancreas, because that'd be weird.
All right. You know, some people were taken aback by your offer of a Mile High Club with you and me, saying, what's Church doing? Remember that last
testing
week?
Testing the waters. That's all. Honestly, I didn't remember that. But, you know, sometimes you just want to put feelers out there, see what's happening.
There were some people that were not secure enough in their sexuality that were like, oh, my God, that dude, that guy's gay. Like, I'm telling you, Church is gay. Any man that says that to another man, I'm like, Jesus Christ, would you relax? Do you have any sense of humor whatsoever? All right, Guillotine Leagues, up and running, correct?
We're just, as people hear this now, it's taken us a while, longer than I wanted, but we did a massive redesign on our website and our app, and they're just going live as you hear this today.
We'll call it today.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Let's start talking some big fantasy issues for this coming season. First and foremost, is there a consensus 1/1 pick?
Christian McCaffrey is the overwhelming consensus at 1-1. He's going to miss a big chunk of the preseason with an injury that appears to be pretty minor, and that's not really changing anybody from taking him with the first selection overall. But he's going first in over 90% of leagues. So Christian McCaffrey is going first, and that's a slew of wide receivers that are going next for the most part. CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Those guys are going after that. And you got to start thinking about this because the Whiskey League, the Whiskey Guillotine League, it's not imminent, but it's going to happen fairly soon.
I know, and I have yet to set that up. We need to set up a time and a place for the draft, and that's going to fall on me. Although, who ran it last year? Because I was not in it last year, as I recall.
No, you were in our guillotine.
I was in it.
Well, so fast,
I must have lost real quick.
Yeah, it felt like I wasn't in it. Yeah, exactly.
I might have been the first one out, as a matter of fact.
Let me take a look. I'll tell you exactly where you were. Minick was the first one out.
Okay. I might have been second or third.
Yeah. Wait. You didn't. Yeah, dude. You were the. Oh wait. This is. I don't know. I'm not positive. That's you.
I feel like I didn't play last year.
You did. I'm looking at your team, but it's. I don't see the. I can't pull up the order right now.
Okay. Well, that said. So there's your supposed number one. You have always said that when people are zigging, you should be zagging when it comes to drafting.
Yeah, you were the first one out last year. So when everybody else is drafting one position, you generally want to go the other way. Now, for years, that has meant when everybody else is taking running backs early, you don't. You go the other direction. You take wide receivers, you take the tight ends, you take quarterbacks, and let everybody else pile up running backs. And running backs are the most dangerous, volatile position anyway, and we go the other direction. Now everybody's on that. So some people are flipping the script. They're like, okay, well, now that everybody's taking wide receivers early, I'm going to go other positions, and especially running back. And they're trying to pound running backs early. Still dangerous, and I still don't love it. But you can make a case for that, and we do see people doing it all the time. It makes a certain amount of sense. Contrarian is usually the best play in fantasy football when you're trying to be the best out of 12 teams. Now, in a guillotine league, it's a little bit different. You're not trying to be the best out of 12 teams. You're trying to be the 17th out of 18, and then the 16th out of 17. You're just trying to stay alive, which is a little bit of a different roster build.
Right. All right. Fantasy myth or fantasy fact? You win your league with key sleepers, not with studs you pick in the high rounds.
Yeah, 100%. That's
100%
on that. People who won last year picked up Kyren Williams and Puka Nacua off the waiver wire. I mean, those guys, you know, those were the guys.
Waiver wire after week one.
After your draft. I mean, those are guys who went undrafted and ended up being league winners for people. So, yeah, it as big a deal as the draft is, and it totally sets the table for the rest of your year, you got to manage your team. That's the people who win are the ones who do the best job in season, Zabe, and that's why you don't win. Although you won our Whiskey Guillotine League in the first year, so you can always die happy about that.
That hurt right there, man. That was a fatherly rebuke from you, as if I didn't try last year.
You didn't have a chance in the Guillotine League. You're out in week one.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you're like, you got to get sleepers. You got to watch the waiver wire. Well, shit, I was out after week one. What can I watch? Right. Watch the rest of the league is what I watch for the rest of the year. Okay. So give us a juicy sleeper or two that people might be sleeping.
All right. I like it. I'm going to give you, and I'm going to pull up my player rankings right now. It's a quasi sleeper. I'm going to start here. Ramondre Stevenson is your lead running back for the New England Patriots. Currently going off the board as running back 21. I think he's got top eight upside. Patriots.
I got to take the running back for one of those shit ass offenses in the league, probably.
Yeah, see, that's one of the ways. So you're like me and you don't take running backs early. Well, okay, then I need to find running backs in round five, round six, round seven. That's where we enter some fascinating running back territory with some of my favorite guys. Like Ramondre Stevenson, a workhorse back on a not very good offense, but he's still the workhorse back. Same with Zamir White from Las Vegas. Everybody's like, who's Zamir White? He's your leading running back for Las Vegas, and he looks like he's going to be a workhorse back. Again, not on a great team, but workhorse back. Devin Singletary's your new Saquon Barkley for the Giants. He's going to be the workhorse back there. These are the guys, if you're waiting till the mid rounds, like I am for my running backs, I just want guys that are going to touch the ball a lot. I want guys that are going to get the ball to goal line. And right. That's, I love picking guys like that out of the trash heap, because that is one of the ways you can find value in guys who just produce week in and week out. So those are some of my, that's a peek into what I do when I'm drafting right there.
Got it. Are there any players you would not touch with a 10-foot pole that are
I'm so glad you asked. And the answer is yes. In fact, we have a segment coming up on this week's Fantasy Football Weekly, starting year number 30 this weekend, Zay.
The preeminent fantasy football show. We know that there are thousands of imitators out there, but nobody quite like Charch and his boys, the OGs. Been doing it forever, the best in the biz. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. Also, listen to it on terrestrial radio. We carry it in Milwaukee on 97 through the game. And it's great. Fantasy Football Weekly with Paul Charchian and company.
It also we run it here on KFAN in Minneapolis, but also generally clears in like Dallas, Seattle, and a number of other cities. Okay, so here is a segment we're going to do called Love the Player, Hate the Draft Position. So these are good players, players we like and respect, but we're not drafting them because of where they get picked. Beginning with, I'm going to give you a quarterback, a running back, a wide receiver, and a tight end. Beginning with Joe Burrow, great quarterback, Super Bowl quarterback, Joe Burrow, going out the board at quarterback 7. And here's the thing. First, he comes into the season off that hand injury, and some people think that that's going to take some velocity off of the pass, off his passes like the rest of his career. But the bigger issue is Burrow gives you zero rushing upside, but I got to take him at quarterback 6 when the five guys ahead of him are mostly all good running quarterbacks. And that's the cheat code in fantasy football, are rushing quarterbacks. So if I'm going to get an immobile, competent passer like Burrow, I can wait 6 more rounds and get Kirk Cousins or Jared Goff later in the draft.
Right.
So Joe Burrow, love the player, hate the ADP. King Henry, Derrick Henry, going off the board at running back 10. He is, Zabe, the epitome of a touchdown-dependent player. Over the past 2 years with Tennessee, he's played 33 games. He has scored in 19 of them, which is great. We'll take those 19 games with touchdowns, but what about the other games? What about the other 14, almost half? He averages just 55 rushing yards in those games, 16 receiving yards, and obviously did not score, because I'm saying these are the games he didn't score in. Those are the games that kill you, and I don't like my touchdown-dependent runners. At running back 10, I got to take him in the second round. I'm not doing it. Next, wide receiver, Jaylen Waddle. Love the player. Hate the ADP. He's Miami's runner, and he's stuck behind a Hall of Famer in Tyreek Hill. He's had 170 and 171 targets the past 2 years in Miami. He's just vacuuming up targets. And so that means Waddle gets stuck on these games with just a low volume. He just can't do much when he only sees 4 or 5 passes a game, and that's what he gets. So he gives you the low floor because he just doesn't get the ball very much. He had 5 games last year where he only scored single-digit fantasy points, and his ceiling also low because if he doesn't break off a long one, he doesn't get enough reps to have big, big games. So don't like that. Jaylen Waddle, love the player, hate the ADP, wide receiver 19. And lastly, and most controversially, Zabe, tight end, Travis Kelce. Ooh. Going off the board at tight end 2. Ooh, are you ready? Behind Sam LaPorta.
Get out.
Yeah, the sensation.
Sam LaPorta is currently going ahead of Kelce. All right.
Yep. So,
I mean, who doesn't want to do for a fade year, you know?
Well, he's 34. Yes. Right. It sure is. And we saw signs of the slowdown last year after week 11. So week 11 through week 18. You know how many touchdowns Travis Kelce scored?
Week 11, week after what again?
Week 11 to week 18 of last year. Touchdowns scored
2.
0. Did not score until the playoffs. And during and then all season, he topped 100 yards just 2 times. He fell below 44 yards 6 different times last year. There are signs that the drop-off has started for Travis Kelce. And we're deep in tight ends now because we got so many these, you know, all the great rookies from last year, Brock Bowers this year, expected bounce back of Kyle Pitts. I'd rather get out a year too soon on Travis Kelce than a year too late.
Right. Okay. All right. So those are some good ones right there in terms of guys you'd still touch them.
Yeah.
But
not where they're being drafted.
You're not going to overpay. I'm not going to pay a lot for this muffler.
I'm not paying market value even. So that's I need him to be below market value for all three of those guys.
Okay. One of the interesting questions is with the Packers, they could have an offense that really hums, but they got all these young assets that are going to get sprinkled around and sorted out. I'll tell you who I think, and this is just one man's opinion,
please,
of who is going to be the man who's going to emerge from this. It's going to be Romeo Doubs.
Watson.
Well, because, Watson is the highest pick, and he is the burner who, when healthy, can lift the lid. And they said they fixed his hamstrings this winter.
Yeah.
He said he went to some specialist at UW-Madison that evened out his hamstrings. They did something. They're like, you've got a different muscle mass in one of your hamstrings, so let's even it out. And he says he's never felt better. Now, he went down in practice today but got up, so I don't know how serious the injury is. But that said, everyone is kind of like Watson this year. Other people are on to Dontavion Wicks out of Virginia, who in his first year really started to show. And he is the best release guy. So good, they're calling him the new Tay, as in Davante Adams 2.0.
Oh, I not heard that. New Tay?
Oh, he's new Tay. Yeah. You watch the cut-ups of Dontavion Wicks. He can get off the line of scrimmage with a shoop shoop and a ghost, and he's gone. And it looks a lot like Davante Adams. Thank you. I got lost in the Dontavion and the Davante.
Yeah, I know, right? Yes.
Which way out of here? But Doubs is quietly the best all around guy. Can do all the routes. He's got the best hands. I think he's going to probably emerge. But they got two tight ends they can feed. Jacobs is going to be featured. It's going to be a fantasy player's nightmare if the Packers' offense is as good as they think and they're really distributing the ball around. So that'll be one to watch for you right there. How's your boy J.J. McCarthy doing? I see he is still listed as technically second on the depth chart.
No, he's third.
What?
Third on the depth chart. And I believe that's intentional. Like, he's got to work his way up. But I'll say this, and we've mentioned this before, that I felt like Sam Darnold would definitely be the starter, and his runway's really long. Runway's a little shorter. Darnold's looked fine, but J.J.'s looked better than hoped, and he's made some eye-popping plays. And everybody gets excited about their first round pick quarterback, right? And when he makes big plays in camp, everybody's up and cheering, and nobody's even cheering for Sam Darnold because it's Sam Darnold. Everybody wants him to lose the job fast so we can bring in the kid. But he's
is that what they're rooting for up there?
Yes, they are. They're rooting for failure for a starting quarterback here.
Well, they did for Kirk. You gone they from did Kirk for Kirk. Yes. Now, how quick can Sam Darnold shit the bed so we can get on with our new guy?
Exactly.
Oh, man. So I fear for you. I feel strong Christian Ponder vibes in this situation. I hope I'm wrong for your sake.
No, he's not elected. Stylistically, they are nothing alike. That's no issues there. And Ponder, well, the fact that that was a sad, sad time in Vikings history where you've got to play a guy who doesn't belong. Here's the story Chad Greenway told me, Viking linebacker during the Ponder era. First day of OTAs that he knew Ponder was cooked because he was throwing passes around the field. And Greenway's like, this guy ain't got the arm for the NFL. He knew it on the first day.
Yeah.
Some guys don't.
Yeah, the guys know that. The Redskins knew Desmond Howard couldn't play wide receiver first day of camp because he could not get off the line of scrimmage. He couldn't shake pro DBs, and they're like, holy shit. Now, he ended up being a great return man.
Yeah,
gizmo guy. One of the best ever. A limited role player. Won a Super Bowl MVP with his kick returns for the Packers in Dallas.
Wide receiver is a brutally tough position to play. Look at Devin Hester, went in the Hall of Fame. He wanted to make that conversion to wide receiver. Nah, never worked. It's a very technical position. It's really hard to learn, and you can't just go, you know what? I think I want to play receiver. I'll play receiver. I'm going to switch to receiver. It just it doesn't work that way.
Did you see where somebody ran season predictions for records for all 32 teams in each division through AI?
Oh, AI.
And it spit out the results, and I'm looking at the results, and I'm like, shit, looks like AI takes a Street & Smith magazine and goes to the beach and sits on his ass with a beer reading it like I do, because the AI predicted division winners look like the chalkiest piece of chalk sandwich I've ever seen.
And it never works that way.
And this is why, Charge, I am not as in on AI as some people are. I think it'll have its place. It's going to get better and better. It's already scary good, but it's got its limitations.
Well, behind all AI are still human beings that are telling it how to work and how to think. And I know. Oh, by the way, you've seen the Facebook Meta AI, right? Have you seen these stories?
What about them?
If you type in, tell me about the
what happened?
Assassination attempt. It says that it never happened. And let me tell you about Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I know. it's crazy. And who's
AI as a denier of the assassination attempt.
Exactly right. If AI is going to be really good, like, I want to live in a world in which you can't bet on the NFL anymore because AI has already figured out the winner against the spread, to a tune of 75 or 80% accuracy. Now you might say, well, why is Abe with mybookie.com as one of your proud sponsors on the Zabecast, ding, 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 would you wish for a world in which you couldn't gamble? I don't really wish for it, but I do enjoy the notion that some true randomness exists in the world that can never be cracked by computers.
The ball is oblong, as they say, right, Zabe? You can't predict where the ball's going to go. And it's part of what makes it all fascinating is you don't know. If we can't predict golf with a ball that does not move, a course that does not change, everything else, there's your ball right there. Very nice. That's the Duke right there.
I have, because I'm such a nerd down here, Charles. Hold on.
All right. Zabe is scouring his basement right now. He's looking for various objects.
I bought these online in a fit of boredom, a gold and a silver NFL display ball. These are gorgeous display pieces.
They are.
Where I can just sit here and just kind of palm them and tap them while I'm watching football. Gold and silver NFL Duke footballs.
I want the silver because it looks like the Lombardi Trophy, the ball on the Lombardi Trophy, which is also silver.
It does. You could actually make a fake Lombardi with this. It'd be pretty cool.
Well, you got to be careful. I'll tell you a story about making fake Lombardis. I got a buddy who got into the trophy business about 15 years ago, and he made these beautiful wooden fantasy football trophies that were in the general shape of the NFL. And he was flying under their radar for several years until USA Today picked up the story about him and his super cool trophies and these, solid wood trophies, beautiful, unbelievable trophies and big. And the NFL saw it and they sued him, gave him the old cease and desist. So they didn't sue him. They gave him the cease and desist and he complied. And then he had to go about trying to change all his trophies to be similar to, but not too similar to, the NFL's Lombardi Trophy.
Does he think he could have won a legal showdown with the NFL? I mean, pretty daunting you're going to take on the NFL. Well, no. I'm just saying, you don't have the money, but was the law on his side that, hey, the NFL can't trademark a shape of a football on a pedestal. Sorry, you don't get to trademark the color blue.
No. Well, there are laws around this stuff, but, it doesn't even matter if the case the NFL.
Well, it doesn't matter to them because they'll just sue you into dust. They'll do what they did in the DirecTV case. And then think of the plaintiffs in the DirecTV case. They're like, this is great. We won. Mm-hmm. We're in the money. Yes. We're in
and
the
now
money.
Look. What? The what happened to my $7,000, Abe?
Yeah, right. We're. I already spent my money that I was thought I was going to get back for sure in that class action suit. It's gone. The only thing that annoys me to no end, Charge, about these wonderful display footballs that I bought probably for $59.99 a piece at NFLshop.com is this right there. You see that? They had to
barcode.
Put
who put fucking a
barcode on your ball. On the ball itself.
Why?
Because I guess they were worried about breakage where people would take them out of their box. And so it really ruins the vibe of.
Yeah. Who puts a barcode on the football? That's absurd.
The NFL does. The NFL will put barcodes on their licensed footballs that are not regulation. So in other words, you know.
Yeah, you're not playing.
That, yeah.
Right.
Now, hold on a second. See, I'm glad you let's start. Hold on. Hold on. I do have, in addition to regulation NFL footballs, one with the pink breast cancer ribbon, the other one with the salute to service ribbon on it.
Mm.
Okay.
All right.
And
any particular reason or story behind these?
They're fun to do this while you're watching games. It's soothing. It's like a pinky to me. You're sitting there on the couch with nacho cheese on your shirt, and you feel like you're closer to the game this way. At least I do. It's dumb, but it's what I do, and I like the feel of it. Now, I had to actually break these in, which involves washing the red dye off of the balls because they.
I didn't know they had red dye on.
Oh, your hands will get all red. Oh, totally.
You're a noted ball scrubber, so I imagine this is right in your wheelhouse.
Fuck you. So you had to wash all the red dye off. And then they sell, Wilson Sporting Goods sells a football prep kit that involves a wax soap. It looks like a bar of soap, but it's wax for a tackiness to it. Mm. A oil that you can oil into your balls, Charge.
Yes. Oily balls.
And a brush to brush and kind of lightly scuff the leather. That's what it takes.
I like it. Rough it up a little bit. So it's the opposite of the K ball, right? The kickers have to use a pristine ball, but it a little Correct. Bit like pitchers, you want to get the ball that's got a little bit dinged up so you can just grip it a little bit better. Hey, do you remember the old days of Lester Hayes and the Stick'em?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. That was so gross. Dudes just dripping with sticky stuff all over their uniforms and arms. And what a terrible look that was.
All right. Exit question real quick, 2 minutes or less. What are your thoughts on NCAA 2025? And what are your hopes for Madden, which comes out on the 16th?
Low hopes for Madden, because the presumption is that all the effort went into the NCAA game. You know, that's the presumption anyway.
What do you mean all the effort? There's not two teams of effort to make two different games?
Yeah, you'd think there would be, and there are. There's two separate teams, but, you know, they got two football games coming out within a month of each other. So, you know, they got to pick and choose where some of the resources are going to go. And they put their, the presumption is, we don't know. The presumption is that, you know, they roll over Madden year over year, almost unchanged. So, and that, you know, they needed a lot more help on the college game. So there's not a lot of optimism that the new Madden's going to be any good.
So what do Madden players want the most in the game that is still out of reach in some way, shape, or form? Or what feature are they saying they should have this? Or a camera view that they would like to be able to play with? Like, I'm curious.
Well, let's see. They want to get better graphics, which they got. They use an engine called the Infinity Engine. They've tweaked that a little bit. They've improved some tackling, they say they have. They've gotten apparently a lot better, and I haven't played it yet. It just came out. They've gotten better with, or coming out. I'm not sure. It's the launch date's like very, very soon.
I heard it was August 16th.
August 16th. All right. So it's coming very soon.
Next week.
Yes. Is it next week? that already next week? Wow. Yeah. That's kind of fast. Yeah.
You really are deep in the guillotine league weeds right now.
I really am. You can tell.
I can tell, man. I am deep in it right now.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we'll see how it is and we'll review accordingly. Church, as always, a pleasure. GuillotineLeagues.com. By the time you hear this podcast, it'll be up and available to start your leagues.
Should be.
Start organizing, get in public leagues, get familiar with the format. Make sure to go to GuillotineLeagues.com and you're going to have a great new way to play fantasy football this year if you haven't done so already. All right, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, mybookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with mybookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At mybookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.